Today on the Interlochen Collection, we're going for Baroque, as Interlochen student ensembles perform music from the 17th and 18th centuries. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Giovanni Gabrielli served as the organist for San Marco, or St. Mark's, in Venice, until his death in 1612. The main floor of St. Mark's has high balconies on either side. Gabrielli liked to put his instrumental choirs in these and create sort of a surround sound effect. The canzona duodecimi toni, that is, the canzone in the 12th tone or 12th mode, was written for two brass choirs that would have been placed in opposing lofts. Here's a performance of that canzona in the 12th tone by Giovanni Gabrielli. It's the Interlochen Arts Academy Brass Ensemble in the academic year 1988-1989.
Thank you.
students in the Interlaken Arts Academy Brass Ensemble performing the canzone in the 12th tone by Giovanni Gabrielli, a performance from Academy year 1988-1989. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today, we're featuring Baroque music. Johann Pachelbel was a German composer. He was one of the great organ masters in the generation before Johann Sebastian Bach. You probably know Pachelbel best from his canon in D major, written for three violins and continuo. It's very popular as a wedding processional. We're going to hear a choral work of his. Pachelbel wrote Shout to the Lord, All the Earth, based on a passage from Psalm 100. Here's Pachelbel's setting of Shout to the Lord, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Chorale. Ken Jewell conducting the ensemble in Corson Auditorium in June of 1975. Johann Pachelbel's setting of Shout to the Lord, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Chorale under the direction of Kenneth Jewell. That was a performance from June of 1975 in Corson Auditorium. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today we're listening to Baroque music. Tommaso Albinoni was a Venetian composer active in the first part of the 18th century. He could be considered a master of the concerto a cinque, that is, a concerto with five parts, two violins, two violas, and a basso continuo. One of Albinoni's admirers was none other than Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach even wrote some fugues based on themes by Albinoni. Here is a concerto a cinque by Tommaso Albinoni. This is in B-flat major from Opus 5. The Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra, performing under the direction of David Holland in the 1994-1995 Academy year.
Thank you.
the Concerto a Cinque, Opus 5, in B-flat major, by Tommaso Albinoni. David Holland, leading the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra in the Academy year 1994-1995. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. In an episode dedicated to the music of the Baroque, of course, we're going to talk about Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach was an organist, and he wrote extensively for that instrument, including a book of chorale preludes. A chorale prelude is a short composition for the organ that uses a Lutheran chorale melody as its basis. These organ chorales that Bach wrote have been arranged for many different kinds of ensembles since he wrote them in the 18th century, including a version for wind ensemble we're about to hear, an arrangement by Arthur Frackenpohl. We'll hear Jesus, Who Did Ever Guide Me, from the Christmas Oratorio, What Fear Has Death for Me, from the Cantata No. 161, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come From, that's from the Magnificat in E-flat, Lamb of God, Lord Jesus, from the Cantata No. 23, and Now Think We All Are God, from the Cantata No. 76. These five chorales of Johann Sebastian Bach, arranged by Arthur Frackenpohl, performed by Interlaken's High School Symphonic Band, under the direction of George C. Wilson, in Kresge Auditorium in July of 1961.
Thank you.
5 organ chorales by Johann Sebastian Bach, arranged by Arthur Frackenpohl for wind ensemble. We heard Interlaken's High School Symphonic Band performing under the direction of George C. Wilson in Kresge Auditorium in July of 1961. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our programs at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're featuring music from the Baroque era. Although he died of tuberculosis at the age of 26, in his very short life, Giovanni Battista Pergolesi wrote a number of operas and a variety of instrumental works. His Stabat Mater, which depicts the suffering of Mary, Mother of Christ, during the crucifixion, was the final piece Pergolesi composed. He's said to have completed it just before his death. We'll hear Interlaken's High School Women's Choir perform 2 movements, the first and the last, from Pergolesi's Stabat Mater, in the summer of 2000, under the direction of Peter Wertelmann.
Thank you.
movements from Giovanni Battista Pergolesi's Stabat Mater, the first and the last movements, performed by the High School Women's Chorus in the summer of 2000 and conducted by Peter Wertelman. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're featuring music from the Baroque era. George Frederick Handel was born the same year as Johann Sebastian Bach, 1685. Handel's piece, The Royal Fireworks Suite, was written for an outdoor festival celebrating the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle in 1748, on a request from King George II. The king declared that there shall be no fiddles, which meant he didn't want any strings. That really annoyed Handel, but he complied. And as soon as that first performance was over, he just added strings to the score for all later performances. The festival itself had a lot of drama. The dress rehearsal for Handel's music was open to the public, created one of the first traffic jams in London's history. And when those royal fireworks were set off, after they lit up the sky, then they lit up a Palladian pavilion that had been created by the scenic designer, the Chevalier Servandoni, specifically for the festivities. Servandoni was later arrested because he drew his sword in anger against the comptroller of those fireworks. A month after the premiere of this piece, Handel conducted it again, with strings and no fireworks. Here's a performance of Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks, with strings and with no fires or traffic jams. It's the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Henry Charles Smith in August of 1985.
Suite from the music for The Royal Fireworks by George Frederick Handel. Henry Charles Smith conducting the National Music Camp's World Youth Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra standing, Mr. Smith shaking hands with principal players, and now bowing to the audience here in the Interlaken Bowl.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.